Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, huh?
Right. And that's our family down here. Well, I guess it's about 6 houses down. Starts with a C.
6 houses down, you say?
That side of the street.
Oh. And you mean you saw a... What do you mean you saw there?
I saw a name on the mailbox.
What did it say?
C-O-O-P-E-R.
How? How'd you say?
C-O-O-P-E-R.
Cooper. That's down here. About 2 blocks down here, 2 miles, or mile and a half down here. Yeah, Cooper, he lives 2nd house down here. It's the 1st house on the south side of the road.
Uh-huh. I just saw the name as I came by.
Yeah, Cooper. He called his name Cooper. We call him Cooper.
Uh-huh.
For short, you know. But
is he a new man in the community?
No, he's been here a good long while.
Where's he from?
I think he was raised back over here in Arkansas. Yeah, Cooper.
Hmm. What would you call his wife?
Well, just, you mean, that'd just be his companion, or...
Well, if you said hello to her, you'd say hello.
Hello, Miss Cooper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And let's see, my mother's sister would be...
Your aunt.
Uh-huh. And Eisenhower, in the Army, was a...
He's a big general.
Yeah.
You know, that booger... Now, I don't know a thing about your politics or nothing, but old Ike has made us a plumb good president.
I'm pleased that we're balancing the budget.
Now, let me tell you something. We're going to have another Republican president, just as sure as we're sitting in these chairs. It's your Catholic. If you hadn't got Catholic, it went Democratic hard. I look for it to go by big majority back to Republican this time. On account of that, people don't want anything to do with the Catholics much.
I wouldn't be surprised. And you know, the Republicans have a good strong ticket, and they made it even stronger when they put Lodge on there.
That's right. Now, I'll tell you, when Ike went in there, he pretty soon stopped the Korean War. There ain't no question about that. Mm-hmm. He knew what to do in the war deal. I told him when he went in, I said, now that old boy is a general. He knows what rope to pull about this war business, and he did it. He knew it. Yes, sir. He knew it. We're all close right now, and we haven't won.
Well, mate, we've been close for 5, 6
weeks.
We
still are, too. Over there in that Congo, you know, in that India. It's. Did you read in the paper, you might not have, there's a big fella, Homer F. Kellums, big evangelist. He built a big tomb over there where Wiley Post and Rogers went down an airplane in Alaska.
Oh.
He built that outfit there, and he got killed here about 6 months ago, or 8 months. He was a terrible man. He was a picture man. And he was going to India. He did go to India. Shipped it, bought a brand new car, had it all fixed down here with a bed on top of it, and France. Left out of there to go into India. He was killed in India there.
Yeah, I think I recall that.
You don't you remember reading that? He lived right down here.
I'll be done.
We lived right by him for 18 years.
Hmm.
He is Homer F. I bet you, I know it was in the paper. I know you bound to read it. Algeria, that's where he was killed. Well, I'll tell you, there's quite a deal happened there. He went across over there, him and another fellow from Siloam, right where you stayed all night last night. He really lives there in Siloam now. And they got a fellow out of Germany, a young German, about 22 or 3 years old, to interpret for him.
Mm-hmm.
They left out of there in France, in Algeria. That's in India, you know, there where they've been a fighting for years. And you know, sir, they...